widowers and new relationships. As I was being prepped for an emergency hernia operation 4 months after my wife passed, I instructed the doctors 3 times that I wanted a do not resuscitate order in place. A part of me thought this was my opportunity to rejoin my lovely wife of 45 years. 24 hours later, I woke up. The immediate question that came to mind was, what the hell am I supposed to do now? The answer that came to me was, damn, I guess I'm supposed to live and get on with my life. There must be more for me to do here. Stress and emotionally traumatic loneliness had contributed to my physical and near emotional breakdown. For many widowers, our grief journey is aggravated by the fact that most men have few friends they can turn to while in this state. Women who become widows often have a built-in support circle that includes numerous close friends, family members, workmates, and acquaintances who are willing to physically embrace them and express love and support in many ways. Men who become widowers frequently are left to fend for themselves, as they often have few close friends, much less ones willing to express love and support for them. This exacerbates the sense of loneliness and subsequent stress that can lead to severe emotional, physical, and psychological challenges such as sleeplessness, sharp mood swings, depression, suicidal thoughts, and severe health issues. It is very common for widowers to encounter life-threatening health challenges, such as my emergency hernia operation, in the first year after losing their wife. For widowers, all of this contributes to an increasing desire for companionship, particularly female companionship. While I firmly believe this is an emotional psychological response, the fact is that there are often physical side effects ranging from impotence to constant arousal. This can cause confusion, shame, and fear for one's sanity. For me, the best way to deal with these effects was to re-enter the dating scene several months after losing my wife. After 45 years of a wonderful marriage, this was a scary new place for me. It was challenging and at times traumatic, but I pushed my way through until my emotional psychological balance began to re-establish itself. This, in turn, improved my health as I was getting more sleep and stressing less. I found the female companionship I so craved, regained my confidence as a man, and learned how to reinvent myself while retaining the values and good qualities instilled in me during my 45 years of marriage. Eventually, this craving settled down to just enjoying being with women friends again. Ultimately, this led to meeting a wonderful woman, also a widow, who brings added joy and love into my life. Counseling, participating in a men's grief group, and the support of my family was critical during this transition. I encourage all widowers to face these challenges head on, but not by themselves. Reach out and include others. You need them to provide you with feedback, support, and encouragement during what can be a long, bumpy ride. Fred Colby, author of Widower to Widower.